Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Kelly Vincent, good morning.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good. Kelly, most people know you, but for people who don't, can you just remind us, what disabilities do you have?
So I have cerebral palsy, autism, anxiety, depression, and a couple of other mental health diagnoses.
Okay. And so you are bound to your wheelchair, and that was how we first met you all those years ago. But
yes.
So you got a few things on your plate.
Yeah, it's the sense of thing. I like to keep busy. You know that about me.
Yes, you like to keep busy,
well, and Kelly.
Kelly,
with that, it was all your incredible abilities and having that lived experience that made you such a great and makes you such a great advocate for people who are living with disabilities, and that saw you taking a political life for
so,
a while there.
So you did a term in Parliament in the upper house. But anyway, last week? You weren't feeling too good.
No, I think sometimes we as a society only tend to talk about mental health when it's bad, but the thing is it's always there, and the thing is with mine, sometimes it's really good, sometimes it's really bad, and sometimes it's in the middle. Last week it was somewhere in the heading toward really bad kind of status, so I thought I'd go in and get some help to try and stop it before it got any more out of hand.
Right. So you think it's time to get into the car. And you know yourself well. You said it's time to get into the car. So you got to the Royal Adelaide. What happened?
So my support worker and I made the decision to go to the Royal Adelaide Emergency Department together. She drove me there, presented, explained my situation, assisted my support worker. Support worker, because I wasn't really in a position to articulate much myself at that time, and ended up getting admitted to the short stay mental health ward there at the RA.
And what was your care like in that short stay mental health care ward?
Well, Ali, I want to preface this by saying I'm not blaming any one worker. I think the staff at the RA were, on the whole, did the best that they could a lot of the time. But unfortunately, the situation was that my support agency, for whatever reason, has a policy about not allowing workers to assist clients when they're in a hospital stay, which meant that my support workers couldn't attend to support me in the morning as they usually would with my physical care needs. The mental health staff also felt at the hospital that it wasn't their responsibility to provide me with that physical assistance. So basically, I ended up spending 3 days stuck in bed with no shower, not even brushing my teeth or washing my hands, that kind of stuff. So it was pretty rough in that regard. And obviously, when you're feeling pretty down and don't have a great sense of yourself, not having a shower for 3 days or even being able to get up and go for a walk around the ward or outside for a bit to get a bit of sunshine is probably not going to help.
Yeah. But, I mean, you say feeling a bit down. Kelly, you weren't feeling a bit down. You were desperately anxious. That's why you were in the hospital. You're struggling with all the other things you've got on your plate. And after being 3 days without so much as brushing your teeth, this is not going to raise your self-esteem.
No, exactly. Yeah, so you're right. I wasn't just feeling a bit down. I was heading towards a crisis point. And I know that when I am feeling that way, I need to get help. Because sometimes when I am in that state, and I think a lot of people feel like this, you know, the nursing staff will ask you questions like, what helps you when you're in this kind of situation? But you can't remember. You don't remember feeling well. You don't really have any memory of feeling positive. So you do need that assistance to reconstruct your soul in a way, reconstruct your sense of self. But yeah, certainly not having that physical care for 3 days won't help you feel good.
Yeah. You've written about it in an incredibly eloquent way. In fact, I can tell you, Gail says it's just so good to hear Kelly on the radio again. We've really missed you and your wise words.
Oh.
So take care of yourself.
Thanks, Gail.
And in your words, you said, you know, the hospital staff didn't feel comfortable helping getting me in and out of bed, so I used a bedpan. At one point, I was left on it for about an hour. And then going down, you know, you said when I finally did get to shower, it was because my 60-something mum helped me. I felt gross, burdensome, and very much in the too hard basket.
That's exactly how it felt, really. you know, you've got one support agency telling you they can't send your workers to do the usual routine, and you've got the hospital staff obviously feeling that they're not able to provide that support. And I was just, I guess, not able to articulate in the way that I usually would, suggesting alternatives either. Like, for example, I've actually stayed in that ward twice, and the first time the hospital actually managed to hire their own support workers to assist me at that point, because my usual staff weren't able to attend because of policy that needs to change. But that didn't happen this time, and they also didn't look into, you know, getting a lifter to help me get out of bed and that kind of stuff. So there were alternatives that could have been explored that maybe I didn't articulate, and that's on me to an extent, but also I wasn't really in a position to do that.
No, but Kelly, yeah. If somebody feeling like they're going crazy, you don't expect them to be able to give advice on how they should be cared for.
Well, that's right, and I think it's important to say I didn't feel like I was going crazy. I just knew that I needed help.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. If you feel like you're not coping, that's not the person that you go to saying, well, can you give me some advice on how we should be treating you? I mean, these are professional people. You've got,
yeah.
And isn't the issue here, Kelly, that you've got multiple problems?
Well, in a way, yes. Because obviously, you know, I remember having a bit of a conversation with my mum where she, you know, with the best intentions and all the love in the world, had said to me, I know how you feel.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, you don't, because even if you were in the same situation mental health-wise, you would still be able to
yeah.
get up out of bed and go to the loo and go for a walk or
yeah.
go down to the coffee shop and get a crappy coffee and, you know, at the very least. It's actually quite good at the moment, I must say.
Yeah, yeah. But you say, you say in your tweet, people with multiple diagnoses exist and hospitals suck at accommodating us. Is that the point
yes.
that you're making?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, obviously, if I had only one of these conditions, it would have been much simpler to provide the support. But the point is, I do have them, and a lot of disabled people have multiple diagnoses, and the system needs to recognise and accommodate that much better than it currently does.